Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're tuned in to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Lauren Tucker, Jesse Bell, and Christina Laurie. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The Greater Kingston Chamber of Commerce hosted the 2024 Business Awards at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, introducing a new award this year to recognize a local nonprofit organization. This year marks the 28th annual event recognizing the contributions of Kingston's business community. 10 awards were presented at the event, with winners decided by a volunteer committee of judges from other chambers of commerce across Canada. There was one new category added this year to recognize a local nonprofit. This award was taken home by Extend a Family Kingston, an organization that provides supports, services, and inclusive programming opportunities for individuals with disabilities and their families. With a bustling and competitive business community here in Kingston, there were no repeat winners from 2023, each category sporting a new reigning champ. Some notable wins include Harlow Green, a sustainable living store and bulk refillery that is located in Frontenac, with the new business award. Branded to Film Media took home the Arts and Culture Award, which was awarded to the Kingston Canadian Film Festival in 2023. Novellus, a world leader in aluminum rolling and recycling, was given this year's Social Impact Award. Karen Cross, CEO of the Greater Kingston Chamber of Commerce, had the following to say in a release about the awards. Quote, "We are thrilled to recognize exemplary models of excellence and community service by businesses and leaders in the Greater Kingston area, and the invaluable contribution they make to Kingston's economic development, unique character, and outstanding quality of life. Congratulations to all of our recipients, and thank you to the sponsors, awards committee members, judges, and many local businesses who have helped to make this event a possibility," end quote. For a full list of winners and more details on the event, you can visit kingstonchamber.ca. After around 6 years of closure, the former residence of Canada's first Prime Minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, is reopening its doors to the public. Following extensive restoration work that began in 2018, the Bellevue House will be open to the public on Saturday, May 18th. This reopening represents the start of a new era for the National Historic Site, aiming to address Sir John A. Macdonald's legacy from multiple points of view. Work done leading up to this reopening did not just include structural repairs, but also considerable changes to their exhibits and programming after a transformative review of the site management plans released last summer. In a release regarding the opening, Parks Canada states, quote, "The new experience represents a new way of sharing history at Parks Canada's heritage places, one which includes diverse voices, presents multiple perspectives, and inspires conversations about Canada's past, present, and future." I sat down with Hugh Ostrom, National Historic Site Superintendent for Parks Canada, to discuss the reopening of Bellevue House. I was wondering if you'd just like to introduce yourself for our listeners.
Yeah, I'm Hugh Ostrom. I'm the National Historic Site Superintendent for Parks Canada, and that means I'm responsible for the historic sites in the Central Ontario region.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, and the Bellevue House is reopening this weekend. I was wondering if you could give some background. How long has the site been closed for restoration?
Well, Bellevue House, the property, has been open to the public for a number of years now, interpreting on the grounds. But this is the first year that the historic house will be open to the public since 2018. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time that we've been going through this restoration project, but it was a lot more than just a restoration because, you know, what started as a roof project and identified some structural risks that then, you know, required us to remove floorboards to resolve. So why not redo the electrical when we're there? And so the scope of work did change over time, and obviously the house had to be emptied to do that work. So when all the artifacts and furniture and such were removed from the house, it was a great opportunity to rethink what we presented in the house, how to present it, and what really needed to go back into the site.
Yeah, you kind of got into all that structural work that was done, but there was also just recently a review that resulted in a lot of strategic changes to the exhibits and programming. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to that and how that's going to come into play when the house reopens.
As you just mentioned, we've completely redone the visitor experience side of the site as well. And so when all those artifacts and things were taken out of the house, we took a moment to think about what needed to go back in the site, what stories should be told, how should they be told. And we started by reaching out to an Indigenous consultant here in Kingston, recognizing that there's a lot of perspectives that we were not sharing previously at Bellevue House, and that, you know, we needed to find a way to express those and make space and share that authority. So through our consultant, we were able to form an Indigenous working circle with a community of Indigenous people in Kingston. And really, at their advice and full credit to them for their help, they really said that, you know, there's a lot of Indigenous stories that need to be shared here at Bellevue House, but there's a lot of other stories too. This is a Canadian story, and it's all walks of life in Canada, and we need to make a larger advisory committee to include those other voices as well. So, you know, from that Indigenous working circle, we then expanded into a community advisory committee that included, some of the urban Indigenous community we'd started working with, the First Nations near us, the Mohawk of Agwasosne and Tiantanaga. We worked with, Tourism Kingston, historians, other racialized communities in Kingston. And it was a really great experience for us to learn all these other perspectives of how McDonald's and his government's policies have affected other communities as well over time. So there's place for all of those stories in the house now.
Absolutely. That's some big changes there. That's a really exciting new era we're kind of walking into here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the crew that's at the site now, obviously, it's been closed since 2018. And so for most of them, and in fact, I think all of them, this will be the first time that we'll be able to interpret the interior of the house to the public. And it's a really exciting opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's an official reopening on Saturday. And then from then on, will folks be able to visit?
So the site opens at 10 o'clock on Saturday, May 18th. We'll have a reopening event at 10:30, and the site will be available, free admission on the Saturday, and then normal operations will resume on the Sunday. So it'll be, a fee for tours and entry, and we'll be able to offer more programs as well, because I anticipate that with a free day, you often get a good number of people out, which is fantastic. But for people that want to take more time and have less of a crowd, the site will be open from Thursday to Monday. So that means it's closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays until July, and then it's open 7 days a week throughout the summer.
Perfect. Awesome stuff. Well, thanks so much for sitting down with me this afternoon and getting into this exciting opening.
No, thanks very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And we are certainly excited to see the public there and see how they experience the new site as well.
In an update regarding the LaSalle Causeway closure, earlier this week, PSPC confirmed the federally owned LaSalle Causeway is open to pedestrians. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. PSPC advises that as repair work progresses, future sidewalk closures will likely be necessary for safety reasons. To help Kingston transit riders, pedestrians, and cyclists get to their destination, the City of Kingston has installed additional wayfinding signage to guide them to the bus stops at routes closest to the causeway. Located at the east and west ends of the bridge, the signs provide approximate walking times. If you are on the east side of the causeway, to board Route 12A, your closest transit stop is on Highway 2 South Side and Fort Henry Drive, approximately 6 minutes of walking. If you are on the west side of the causeway to board Route 1, your closest transit stop is at Bagot and Barrack Street, approximately 10 minutes of walking along Barrack Street and Tragically Hip Way. Board Route 3, your closest transit stop is on Brock Street near City Hall, approximately 8 minutes of walking along Highway 2. To get to the downtown Kingston Transit Point, walk along Ontario Street, turning west on Princess Street, approximately 13 minutes of walking. The city continues to monitor and respond to traffic congestion issues from the loss of the causeway as a transportation route, including adjusting traffic signal timing and detouring transit routes. Earlier this month, Council delegated authority to the Chief Administrative Officer and designates to waive any applicable city policies and bylaws, including any applicable fees, to support the timely implementation of alternate pedestrian and boat transportation during the LaSalle Causeway closure, as well as execute any documents or agreements required to implement measures intended to support pedestrian and boat transportation during the LaSalle Causeway closure. Causeway users should consult its public notices and social media channels for updates. In a message from the Downtown Kingston BIA, Downtown Kingston Flowerbed Project a success, volunteers needed for an upcoming community planting event. Downtown Kingston BIA and its members wish to thank the many generous sponsors from the local community for sponsoring Blooms, the Downtown Kingston Flowerbed Project. What started as a seed of an idea has turned into reality for the downtown community. 29 of 31 flowerbeds have been sponsored by local businesses, community members, and organizations, and will be planted the first weekend in June with sustainable, perennial plants, bushes, and flowers for everyone to enjoy. While the sponsorship covers the cost of the materials that will be planted, along with sponsorship plaques, the actual planting will be done by volunteers. Planting will take place over 4 days, Friday, May 31st through Monday, June 3rd. Flowerbeds contribute to the mental and physical well-being of urban dwellers. Studies have shown that exposure to nature can reduce stress, improve mood, and enhance cognitive functioning. The addition of flowerbeds can help to promote a sense of calm and improve the overall well-being of those who interact with them. Mary Jo Currier, Executive Director of the Downtown Kingston BIA, states, quote, "We are seeking enthusiastic, community-minded volunteers to join us to take part in this community event. It is something that all members of our community can partake in, giving a beautiful gift to share with all employees, residents, and visitors," end quote. Participants will work together with others to plant a variety of flowers and small bushes in designated flower beds located throughout downtown Kingston. No prior gardening experience is necessary. Just a willingness to get your hands dirty and contribute to the community. All tools, plants, and materials will be provided. Gloves are recommended. In addition to making a positive impact on our city's landscape, volunteers will also have the opportunity to connect with fellow community members and enjoy refreshments generously provided by local businesses. Alex Splinter, chair of the Downtown Kingston BIA Clean and Safe Committee, states, quote, "We are excited to launch this initiative and see the positive impact it will have on downtown Kingston. We believe that by working together, we can create a more inviting and visually appealing environment for everyone to enjoy," end quote. Gardening Kingston, Kingston's Horticulture Society, volunteers will be planting 4 designated flower beds on the corner of King and Princess as a special project. As Kingston Horticulture Society, Gardening Kingston is celebrating its 125th anniversary in 2024, the group's volunteers have embraced the opportunity to partner with the Downtown Kingston BIA and the city on the Blooms project. As an important demonstration of our shared goal to beautify and revitalize our city's streetscapes and living environments by creating and growing more environmentally healthy, biodiverse, green spaces and gardens for residents, workers, and visitors to enjoy and engage with. Don't miss this chance to help downtown Kingston bloom and create lasting memories with your neighbors, colleagues, and friends. To register as a volunteer, please visit downtownkingston.ca/blooms or email them at hello@downtownkingston.ca. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Coming up on May 25th at 7:30 p.m., Cantabile Choirs presents Considering Matthew Shepard at the Spire. This piece includes narration, projection, and sound design, in addition to choral works and a wide variety of musical styles. It's sure to be a celebration and contemplation of diversity, love, and loss, but audience members are warned of strong language and intense themes included in the piece. Tickets are $15 for children under 12, $20 for students and seniors, and $25 for adult and general admission. And you can stay tuned to the curator on Thursday at 2 p.m. as Jeffrey Surrett, Artistic Executive Director of Cantabile Choirs, joins us for an interview about this performance. Also in choir news, on May 25th, Open Voices Community Choir presents their show Cornucopia with their mix of pop, world, and contemporary choral music. The show will be presented at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Cook's Portsmouth United Church and will feature everything from Kenyan folk songs to David Bowie, ABBA, and much more. Tickets are $20 or $5 for underemployed or low-wage earners and are available at openvoices.ca/tickets. And on May 23rd at 7 p.m. at Hardway Cider Company, Draw by Night Kingston presents their 6th installment, Fairy Tales Reimagined. This social event is for artists and art enthusiasts alike to spend a night of drawing and drinks together, providing templates, inspiration, and one free drink per ticket. Tickets are $16 and are available at drawbynightkingston.com. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in 4 or more rounds of music trivia, whether you're going at it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. Also in cinema news, coming up this week at the Screening Room, you can catch special screenings Farewell My Concubine on May 20th as part of the Period Romance in May series, and Plan 9 from Outer Space on May 22nd as part of the Psychotronic Cinema series. As well, you can catch the 40th anniversary screening of This Is Spinal Tap on May 23rd. There's also new arrivals and more special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.ca for even more great film this summer. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, May 20th, 2024. There's only one game on the NHL schedule this evening, but it is a Game 7 elimination showdown between the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks. The winning team will advance to the Western Conference Finals to take on the Dallas Stars. Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers and New York Rangers are set to begin their Eastern Conference Final series later in the week. Up next, a promo for a charity wrestling event here in the city of Kingston. IWA's Stepping Up, a show for mom.
When the going gets tough, the best step up. The Independent Wrestling Academy presents Stepping Up, a show for mom. 100% of the proceeds from this special charity event will go towards the healthcare costs of Lori Leader as she battles ALS. Stepping Up features several massive matchups that you do not want to miss, including the 20-participant over-the-top rope battle royal. The winner of this battle royal receives a shot at the Academy champion later in the show. This match includes participants like Geriatric, Billy Baxter, The Eliminator, Jax Abbott, as well as two-time Grey Cup champion making his Ontario Independent Wrestling debut, the one and only Tony Washington. The main event wrestling championship will be on the line as champion El Chato defends against three Canadian independent wrestling legends, Sexy Eddie, Excess, and Michael Von Payton. There is a special Battle of the TV Stars tag team match as Poly Platinum teams with YTV's PJ Phil to take on the immaculate Ray St. Jean and his partner, former Much Music VJ Bill Welichka. And in the main event, Kingston's own KL Shock, the son of Lori Leader, will be taking on international wrestling superstar, the wave of the future, Frankie Kazarian. Stepping Up will take place at 10:30 Sunnyside Road at the Cataract Way Arena. Tickets are available now. Go to iwacademy.ca/tickets for all the information. We hope you'll join us, and we hope that you're ready to step up.
That's a wrap for your sports report for Monday, May 20th, 2024. I'll see you all again on Wednesday. This is Jesse Bell, signing off.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers before morning with a risk of thunderstorm. There will be a low of 13 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Tuesday, May 21st, expect a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorm. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light late in the morning. We have a high of 25 degrees, humidex 31, and a UV index of 8 or very high. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies and a low of 13 degrees. On Wednesday, May 22nd, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a 40% chance of showers with a high of 29 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy periods with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 18. On Thursday, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 23 degrees, and Thursday night, clear skies with a low of 11. Finally, we'll see that rain clearing up on Friday with sunny skies and a high of 18 degrees, and a clear night with a low of 9. That wraps up your CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 17th to 23rd. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is fully closed to motorists until further notice. Pedestrians now have access to the LaSalle Causeway. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. In road closures to look out for, Cataraqui Woods Drive at Centennial is closed until May 24th at 5 p.m. to facilitate the extension of Cataraqui Woods Drive. Earl Street Division to Aberdeen is closed until May 22nd at 7 p.m. for the disconnect of services and installation of new services on Earl Street. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th is closed until May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed May 23rd to September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl is closed until May 29th for the removal of debris from the Queen's JDOC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include activities such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chan Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while contractor completes intersection widening. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School expect delays until June 28th as a contractor will be on site to complete upgrades to the school crossing. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park expect delays until June 28th for upgrades to the bus stop and pedestrian crossing. Orser Road, Highway 38 to Stagecoach expect delays May 21st to 24th as a contractor will be completing the pulverizing of the road, road grading, and then surface treating this section. Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham expect an eastbound lane closure until May 23rd. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. Westbrook Road, Burbrook to Unity expect delays May 21st to 24th as a contractor will be completing the pulverizing of the road, road grading, then treating this section. In sidewalk closures, Venture Drive Centennial to Resource expect a sidewalk closure on the south side. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is Jesse Bell with your events and concerts for this week.
Here is CFRC's concert and events calendar for the week. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out to us today through cfrc.ca. Swing by Daft Brewing every Monday for four or more rounds of music trivia. Host Bon Evans will lead the evening. They'll be asking questions, playing clips, showing pictures, and so much more. Test your musical knowledge as a solo attendee or as a member of a team and see if you can earn the most points. Winning team or individual walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. There is also trivia being offered at the Brass Pub every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. with a max team size of 4. Tuesday is open mic night at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. Open mic night begins at 7 p.m. and runs until 11 p.m. Also on Tuesday, May 21st, Courtney Kane will be playing live country music at The Buckle from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Every Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., you are welcome to experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime between those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. Come to the Amphitheater in Springer Market Square every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for Stories in the Square. This event is free and suitable for children of all ages. Don't forget your blanket and sunscreen. Also on Thursday, May 23rd, the Blues Brothers tribute show I'm a Soul Man will be live at the Kingston Grand Theatre. Chris and Jeff Dahl, real-life brothers from London, Ontario, channel the indomitable spirit and infectious energy of the legendary Blues Brothers, bringing their dynamite R&B tribute to life. Doors are at 7 p.m. The show starts at 7:30. On Friday, May 24th, the Kingston Broom Factory will host an evening with Kaya Cater, a prodigious talent whose unique blend of music has captivated audiences from NPR's Tiny Desk to Rolling Stone. Born in Montreal to Grenadian-Canadian heritage, Kaya Cater's music is an eloquent reflection of her rich cultural background, weaving together elements from Quebec, the Caribbean, and Appalachia. Doors at 7 p.m., the show starts at 7:30. Karaoke night is every Friday night at Daft Brewing. Running from 9 p.m. till midnight, check out the $4 shot and $6 light lager deals. This event is hosted by AA DJs. Also on Friday, May 24th, Chris Jackson will be playing live classic rock and country staples at the Blue Martini from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Saturday, May 25th, the Independent Wrestling Academy presents Stepping Up, a Show for Mom. 100% of the proceeds from this charity professional wrestling event will go towards the healthcare and mobility costs of Lori Leader as she battles ALS. Stepping Up will be held at the Catarockway Community Arena, 1030 Sunnyside Road. Tickets are available online at iwacademy.ca, doors at 5 p.m., pre-show matches begin at 5:30. Also on Saturday, May 25th, is South Frontenac's Summer Kickoff Music Festival. The event will be a true celebration of local talent and artistry, bringing together masters of their craft in the music, food, and drink industries in South Frontenac. The festival is being held in Centennial Park in Harrowsmith. This event is free for the public and is scheduled to run from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also on Saturday, May 25th, check out Hell's Bells, a tribute to AC/DC at the Grand Theater. Formed in Toronto in 1994, Hell's Bells is the world's longest touring tribute to AC/DC, performing thousands of concerts across North America. Doors at 7:30 p.m., the show begins at 8. On Sunday, May 26th, Kingston's music scene heats up with an electrifying live performance at the Broom Factory featuring Chastity alongside the dynamic Listen Up Kid. Doors are at 2 p.m. and the show starts at 2:30. That concludes the CFRC Community Concert and Events calendar for the week. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.